you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, yesterday, matric results came out. In fact, the day before, to be quite honest. And a lot of people were excited. I know my friend's daughter got 7 distinctions.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And she's going to go and study mechanical engineering. And maths is a highest mark, so she's going to do quite well. Because the first year, all engineering is the same, basically. And so, you know, if you're good with maths, I always say this, if you're good with maths and you're good at languages, you can pretty much do whatever you want in the world. Guess what? Kanyimbao's daughter also did extremely well. Kanyimbao's daughter got, I'm trying to take a look how many distinctions it was. I'm not quite sure, but her average was over 80%.
Wow.
So that would mean at the very least like 5 or 6 distinctions.
I'm dumbfounded.
Yes.
That Kanye's daughter has just wrapped up her school or her academic career.
I mean, Kanye is my age. So when you think about it, she had a daughter, Shambe, when she was 21, 22. That daughter would then be 18, 19.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. You guys are babies.
Cooler about you.
Yo, well done.
So this is Manka's daughter.
I don't know who the father is.
I think it is.
I don't know who the father is.
Oh, yeah, then it's Manka's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she then gifted her daughter a 13-month traveling holiday. Oof. I'm assuming it's going to be around the world. And she says the reasoning behind it is that she must discover herself, discover her passions, and then come back and study towards it.
Mm.
Generally, when people are that smart, right, the average is over 80%, you would expect that they'd want to get to work immediately. Like, for example, Bill Gates, he didn't complete Harvard because he said, this thing is holding me back. I need to get out to the world and start Microsoft. I know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so he did, and you see how things worked out for him.
Yeah.
But having said that, there is some wisdom to people taking some time off, just a year in between, especially if you're not pressed for money at home. And that gap year then helps you discover yourself as an adult. Me personally, I never did that. And even if I were to go back now, I wouldn't. Mm. Because I knew exactly from a young age what I wanted to do. Mm. So I guess the debate is between, because I also look at it and go, time waits for no man. That's a saying. It should be time waits for no person because it's not just about men.
Yeah. Mm. Nah, I disagree. I like Kanye's approach. So sometimes I remember my high school teacher, principal said, the guys who do best in varsity aren't necessarily the A students.
Mm. Yeah.
Because a lot of them, there's pressure from parents, pressure from the world that, oh, nah, you got an A, you must go do engineering, you must go do this and do that. Meanwhile, they don't know themselves yet, especially because they spent high school buried in books, you know, trying to maintain that spot in the top 10 or top 1 or whatever. So I think that's a great idea, especially when you've got the resources to go out there, because the world is so huge. And traveling does do that. It does open your mind, you know, when you experience new experiences and people and environments. So I'm all up for this. Find yourself.
One thing I will say is this. Tertiary is so much easier when you're older.
True.
Yes. That I know for a fact.
And wiser.
Yeah, because I've gone back to tertiary like in 2016. I got more time in my hands. Then I went back and studied something totally different to what I studied before.
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Too many life experiences to implement in your examples and your citations and things like that. But also, I'm a huge believer of agency, you know. It boils down to what the daughter really wants to do. If this is something she sat down with the mom and said, I feel like this is what's going to help me, I think then that's the mom then opening the doors for her. Whereas someone else would be like, I'm too scared, I'm alone. That's the first thing I thought about. By herself for 13 months?
Well, I don't know if it's by herself. Maybe she's going to travel with a friend. Maybe they're going to travel together. I don't know.
As my only thing is the
time. You see? Because again, when we were growing up, our whole thing was to finish in record time.
Sure.
Finish high school in record time. Go to tertiary, finish that in record time. Just be out of there. Move through the system quickly and then start your life.
For a lot of people, that's the reality, only because when you're black, your parents have invested so much and they can't wait for them to retire firstly and for you to take care of them. But when you've got the means, like you said, she'll be a year older and wiser more experience, having experienced the vast world, and should be in a better position to then be in varsity doing what she loves. There's no pressure of, hey, humble servants are manje, spare and a manje kai.
And ultimately, the qualification doesn't have your age on it. Or, you know, it's, you could have done it 5 years later, and so it's okay, as long as you get it done. Yeah. But I agree. I think she should do that. That's a brilliant idea from Kanyimbao, and it's fortunate that she's able to afford that for her daughter. Mm. And yeah, if she can, why not?
So give us a shout and let us know. I mean, I also read another story of a lady who completed matric at 25 or 26. She failed three times and kept going back, and now she's finally passed the bachelor's pass.
Amazing. Yeah.
So again, the age thing, as to your points, Boucher, it doesn't really matter how old you are, as long as you eventually get it done. What are your thoughts?
I totally agree with Kanye's sentiments. If you have the means, why not? Well, I didn't have the means. I took three gap years because I couldn't get financing. But eventually did after 3 years. And guess what? The people that left high school with me are sitting in positions way below me now. So, yeah, you can always do it.
I don't think that taking time off to find yourself or to discover yourself helps much, because also it's just a year or two at most. How much discovering have you really done? I think just go to school, study, do what you're best at. And then after then, you can always go back to school and study then your passion or whatever. And also in today's world, I don't believe in studying, following your passion, do what you love. Do what the market needs. Otherwise, chances are you're going to be out of work with what you love, with a degree in what you love. Do what the market wants and needs right now.
100%.
I don't know, man. I dated someone who studied accounting. She was great at it, had a good job, ended up depressed. Now she's a fashion designer.
Okay. I'm not going to comment about her life because I don't know what else contributed to her being depressed. But generally speaking, in life, you do what you have to do so that you can later then do what you want. If she didn't have a financial constraints, fine, I get it. But this thing of, here's my passion, fine, go with your passion. But if the job market does not need your passion, you're going to be unemployed. It's as simple as that.
If I want to be a rapper?
You can be that, but then you're going to be broke.
Don't make that example.
You're going to be broke. You can be a rapper and then tell me if you're going, if you're not going to be depressed when you're broke.
For me, back then when I was in tertiary, there's a guy who was doing his first year at, I think he was about, how old? Was it 36? Somewhere there. He was doing his first year there. And then he was doing a bachelor's degree in education. So add that to 36, it's like 40. So yeah, he completed when he was 40 years old. He's now an educator. He managed to build himself a double story back home, you know. So it's really not much about the age, but as long as you'll get things done. Once you have that qualification, you know, you will be able to do things that you've struggled to do your whole life. So yeah, it is pretty much about that. No, nothing much, honestly. And thank you. It's Temba out in Lakeside proper.
Sure, Mtimban. So here's what happens, right? The age gives you perspective in life. It also gives you a better approach for everything that you learn in tertiary. Because really, tertiary is meant to prep you for the workplace, and the workplace is out in the world. Now, as Saul mentioned earlier on, when you're in high school, you're very insulated from the follies of life, etc. and so on. You only see that when you go out and start to fend for yourself.
Some matriculants, or maybe most of matriculants, they take time to decide what they want to study. Some of them are just confused. They don't make that informed decision on which courses to do. And taking a break, taking a gap year, it's something that is also going to help you in deciding what you want to study. Chances are she will be more exposed to many things, and her exposure to different things, to traveling, would also aid her in making that right decision in terms of her career. That's what I think.
I think it's a great idea. I took a gap year because I was one of those confused high school students that didn't know what to do. Well, I knew what I wanted to do, but my dad was against it because it was what he had done. I wanted to be a journalist, and he was dead set against it because he had worked the industry, and he sort of kind of had foresight of the fact that it's not going to go very far. So he made me take a gap year, traveled around Africa, and I came back a bit more wiser, a bit more focused, because I was exposed to a lot, you know, which kind of opened my eyes. And yeah, I made the wiser decisions, and I kind of realized where he was coming from, and I'm grateful he did that. So yeah, I think as a parent, if you can afford it, hey man, avail that to your child, even if it's not a year.
Yeah, he was wise to make you travel around Africa because you saw the journalists get arrested there. You don't play games.
You wanted to be a journalist, and your dad said, girl, I have news for you.
So I went straight into university after high school. I didn't want to stay at home because of my background. I was like, there is no way. What am I going to do in that year? I don't want to be a burden. I want to dive right in. And I was the first child on a university. So that also was a thing. And I've got a cousin, I think we're in the same situation, first daughter, first granddaughter, but she took a gap year and it worked for her because she's amazing at what she does now. And I'm glad she did. And I'm sure she's also glad she did. So it really doesn't work the same for us. There's no manual gulento.
Sizo, I have to disagree with you when it comes to saying that passion in the job market, it doesn't need your passion, because that is why now we are having people who are frustrated in their workplaces because they chose to just work for the sake of getting the money, but come to find that they're not happy in their positions, you know, and that's why you find some people, even when they answer calls, they're not happy, they're rude, because they're not happy where they are. So yes, you can do something just for the finance, but eventually just go for your passion. Then we will have people who are happy in the work field.
Okay, but then what if you're not employed in your passion? How are you going to be happy then?
No, but I get her point. Have you dealt with a nurse at a public hospital?
I've never been to a public hospital.
Yeah, but people get the worst service. The people who need the best service because they're sick. Why? Because the economy needs it.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.